This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Friday postponed a trip to China just hours before he was set to depart. He changed his plans after a high-altitude Chinese surveillance balloon was discovered flying over U.S. airspace. A Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson confirmed the balloon did in fact belong to China, but said it was mainly used for meteorological research. Blinken and the Pentagon disagreed. Blinken spoke to reporters in Washington Friday afternoon.
Yesterday, the Department of Defense announced that we had detected and were tracking a high-altitude surveillance balloon that remains over the continental United States. We continue to track and monitor the balloon closely. We're confident this is a Chinese surveillance balloon.
A Pentagon spokesman said earlier in the day that the balloon will not be destroyed because of concerns for the safety of people on the ground. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in his evening address on Friday said it would be possible for Ukraine to start EU accession negotiations this year. He spoke after meeting top European Union officials in Kyiv earlier in the day. It was the first on Ukrainian soil since the Russian invasion last February. But there was no promise from the European Union officials for fast-track membership in the EU. Admission to the EU comes with requirements such as anti-corruption measures, and those can take years to implement. A powerful Arctic blast swept into the U.S. northeast on Friday, threatening to push temperatures to record lows. On New Hampshire's Mount Washington, the wind chill was expected to drop as low as minus 79 Celsius. A National Weather Service advisory said the mass of frigid air would keep temperatures at life-endangering levels through Saturday.